Welcome to the good morning, and welcome to our short little broadcast that we do of just testify and talk and pray. Testify and pray. I hope you had a good time just getting up this morning and getting yourself motivated to do whatever God has you to do. I know we can all spend 10 minutes here just praying and talking about things, just believing that God's going to do miracles. I think about this morning prayer when I do my prayers throughout the week as well. And the one thing I want to make sure that you're receiving is I want you to make sure that you are receiving faith, and that faith will turn into miracles. In fact, I was talking to my family this week, and I said, the one thing I need to make sure I always instill is faith. I mean, we could talk about different stories and different testimonies, but if you're not grabbing the faith, then it's not going to do much for you. So you need to make sure you grab the faith and excitement. So when I started doing these shows, actually regular television shows, and we started doing our program, I had a session called Igniter of Faith. And it was a session at the end of the show. It was about 5 minutes to 7 minutes long, just about as long as we're talking here. And it brought a miracle, a strategic miracle that just happened. Whether it was in Mexico, whether it was in one of my healing services in the States, Hawaii, California. I have a testimony from every place that I go, and some of them just stand out. And I would do 5 minutes of talking about it and sharing the video or sharing the picture. I don't have as many videos as I'd like, but I will bring them to you, the pictures and stuff. So we've kind of moved it forward now. Instead of Igniter of Faith sessions, we have Ignite Your Day, and that's 10 minutes with me with a quick testimony, a prayer, and a talk, and boom, you're out the door doing whatever you got to do, whether you're going to go work out, whether you're going to get up and just go straight to your own prayer time after this, or you join us after your prayer time, or maybe you're getting the kids to school, who knows? Maybe you're busy getting to the office, and you're just hearing the audio that we're starting to broadcast everywhere. And all these things. So my job, if I could get you for 10 minutes, is to give you a miracle that's going to change the things in your life. A miracle that's going to give you the ability to believe that God is doing something. And recently we had a couple of emails, and those emails were both of them very similar. One was on last Tuesday or last Thursday. Another one was this Friday. And if I can find those emails, I will share them with you. I don't know where they're at. There's one of them right there. And one of them says, this is from Teddy. Teddy says, he has stage 4 gastric cancer. Please pray for complete healing in Jesus' name. It's amazing what God does. It's amazing how God does the miracles that he's doing. We're going to lift that up in prayer for you. Teddy, we're going to believe God to heal you. And the next one is from Melissa. Now, this made me think, because this is from Melissa. Her name is Melissa. Please pray for me to be healed of lung condition that causes coughing, difficult breathing, shortness of breath. It continues to get worse, and no doctor can diagnose it. Well, we're going to believe that lung condition is gone in Jesus' name. This gastric cancer is gone in Jesus' name. And then we had another one. With cancer, but I don't see it here. All of these prayer requests, every one of them, God can heal, and God will heal. But I want to pray. I want you to watch a video just really quick. It's a 2-minute video. We have time. I want you to watch this video and just listen to what Melissa says. And Melissa was in my service in Katy, Texas. Oh, maybe, I don't know, 3 or 4 years ago. And she, when I laid hands on her, God healed her. And she's going to tell you what God healed her of. She's testifying. 2 weeks later, a month later or so, I came back to have another service there. So we're going to see what God does on this. Let me share it with you. And this one, I am working on all this. There we go. Okay. Let's go ahead and play this right now. Here we go.
Remove any hindrance from this healing in my body before we got here. And then I asked him to show hopefully demonstrably, that he was healing me, because sometimes I can be the Thomas or the Peter or both. And so we came in, and I just continued to pray that God would just show me his healing on my body that night.
Okay, that video is messing up, so we're going to share it tomorrow's, because I'm going to have to put it on my hard drive, which it is on my hard drive, but I try to use shareable, so it doesn't work. So we're gonna do it tomorrow. Well, anyway, Melissa was healed. God touched her body. She came in there, and I'll play the video in its entirety the next show for tomorrow. But right when we prayed for her, God moved in a miraculous way, and we put my hand on her stomach. She had cancer. And when we put my hand on her stomach, I lifted my hand away from her. As I lifted my hand away from her, she felt this fire and be removed from her body. This is what she's testified about. And it's amazing how God moves. It's amazing what God does. And it's amazing how God does it, because you never know where you're at. You never know when God's going to do something amazing, how God's going to change the people's lives when they do it. And you never know what exactly God's going to do when he does it. You just believe. I have many people come to our services. Many people just try and just come in and want a miracle, want a miracle in their life. And we just believe and we pray and we trust God that God's going to do it. And God does it. And God does it every single time he touches someone's life. And I'm telling you, there's something about being in our services that God is able to do the miracles and healings. And it's amazing. I'm looking for that video right now, because I really felt I need to show it to you, and apologize right now that it wasn't on the system correctly. And let's see, there it is. Then I'm going to scroll down to testimonies. Give me one sec. They can find it for us. There it is. Okay.
Really felt the call to come, and we came. And all the way here, I was praying that the Lord would just remove any hindrance for his healing in my body before we got here. And then I asked him to show me demonstrably that he was healing me, because sometimes I can be the Thomas or the Peter or both. And so we came in, and I just continued to pray that God would just show me his healing on my body that night, if he was going to heal me. And I believed he already was healing me. And so we came up and started, Dr. Yannis laid his hands on me, and several people did, and everybody prayed. And my stomach started contracting. And really strongly started contracting and spasming, and I started retching and dry heaving. And all of the pain that I had had by the time I left was gone. So I just realized that I didn't tell y'all what I was asking for healing for. I had been diagnosed over the summer with stage 4 metastatic cancer. And on February 14th, after 13th, having all the scans done and everything, I went in and I got the report that I went from stage 4 metastatic cancer to full remission. That is amazing. Awesome. Show me and bring my body in line with the healing that he was doing. And so I'm just super excited to be back here tonight, and I have more friends here, and I just know God is a good God, and he is Jehovah Rapha.
Amen.
Amen. We're just super excited to be here. We're claiming Nahum 1 and 9b, and that's illness will not come against me another time.
Amen.
Shout the major a second time.
Second
amen.
Time.
Amen.
No, illness will not come. Amen. 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 Amen.
Amen.
That is an amazing testimony. You can see why I wanted to get this to you. It's going to set the next couple of days. We're going to talk about stories of people that have actually been healed of cancer in our services. And some of my photos, some of them I do not. I have a wonderful testimony from South Africa. And this right here is a wonderful testimony of Melissa, able to go in there. And she is so, it's so amazing how God moved and how God touched her body and healed her. So yes, God can heal cancer. Yes, God can do amazing things. God is a healing God. He is our healer. He is able to do great things. I always tell everybody when I pray for them, Exodus 15:26, the Lord is thy healer. He is thy healer. And so let's believe right now, just with that testimony, that it's changing someone's life right now, and you are healed of cancer. In Jesus' name, we command it gone. We lift up our friend right here that needed healing as well. And we just believe that he is healed. And Father, that we believe that this gastric cancer is gone in Jesus' mighty name. And that our friend is healed. Teddy is healed in Jesus' mighty name. Everybody that is suffering with leukemia and cancer, we command it to be gone in the name of Jesus right now. Because we've seen it gone. I shared you last week of a young man in San Diego that got healed of leukemia. I'm sharing you right now of Melissa, been healed of cancer. And many, many, many more these next few days, I'm going to tell you of God's greatness, God's goodness, and how he can heal anything. I don't do anything. Amen. It is God. It is Jesus. Jesus is the healer. Every time we pray, it is a manifestation of Jesus Christ right there. It is the persona of Christ who is healing. He is the persona of healing because he is healing and he heals you every single time. God bless you. Thank you for taking a few minutes. We're lifting these prayer requests. And you know what? We've been getting a lot of prayer requests coming in, and I'm going to continue sharing them with you on the air. And then we're going to also share with you some great comments people have given to us. I have to check that out and I'll bring it to you because there was some nice comments this last week that we got a lot of comments of good job. We're excited to see you every morning. One lady put, she can't wait till 9:30 every morning. She's with us, and I'm spending a few minutes with her. And God bless you, my sister, for sending that little encouragement to me. God bless. All right, we'll see you tomorrow. You have a great day.